Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I'm so excited to be with you on the very first day of November. I hope that you are enjoying your time, looking forward to Thanksgiving and time with your family. And today we are going through a verse that's pulled from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which is still in launch mode, so prayers appreciated for that. This is from Matthew 19:29, and this month we're going through the TPT, the Passion Translation. It says this: for anyone who has left behind their home and property, leaving family, brothers or sisters, mothers or fathers or children, for my sake, they will be repaid 100 times over and will inherit eternal life. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what an amazing, powerful, and scary scripture. I remember reading it over and over again when we were looking to move overseas, because I knew that I was taking my family far, far away from the extended family, and it felt like a loss and it felt like a death. I also felt that same way when we moved to from the Pacific Northwest to Texas. So Lord, I pray for the person today who is feeling the weight of having to walk away from family for whatever reason. Lord, sometimes we have to walk away so we can heal. Sometimes we walk away just because of having to change locales because of a job. And sometimes it's just specifically because you've asked us to. And you have asked us to follow your lordship to the ends of the earth. And so, Lord, for those who are battling that question today, I pray you give them peace. I pray that you would help them to see that you are more important than a location. You are more important even than our parents, which is so, so hard. And you're more important than any other relationship that we have in this life. And so, Lord, I think we lose that in today's culture. We forget that it's about you and not about us. It's about your glory and not about ours. It's about your fame and not about ours. And so, Lord, we just spend this moment right now just quietly. We think about the fact that you are worthy of being praised. You are worthy of being loved. You are worthy of being followed to the ends of the earth. And Lord, that might just mean that we are today supposed to just share you with someone in our locale. And that's awesome. It may also mean that we make people mad when we follow you, which is also really, really hard. So Lord, for those who are struggling with that particular issue of, well, do I chase after you, Jesus, or do I appease somebody else? Give us the holy guts that we need to chase after you, because you are the reason that we live. You're the one who gives us breath and life. You know the beginning and ends of our days. You have sacrificed yourself upon the cross for our sins, so that from now on we can experience a grace-filled, grace-infused life. And you have given us so, so much. So I just take a holy pause right now, a Selah, as it's said in the Psalms, and just think about you. We want to love you first, just as the Shema says, so love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then it says your neighbor as yourself. So Lord, help us to love you first, to place you as a high priority in our lives. And Lord, I just confess to you right now that there have been times in the past couple weeks where I have just moved throughout my day without thinking of you. And I have not consulted you on things and not given over my anxiety to you. Instead, I've given full vent to my anxiety, or I have let it take over my body and my mind so that I can't think of anything else except my own worries. And so I ask for your forgiveness for that. And I once again lay down my desires, my anxieties, my worries, my fretting, and I lay down those of the listeners today too. We just collectively lay them down at your feet, because you are worthy to take them from us. You will shoulder our burdens. You will give us the ability to say no when we need to say no, and to say yes when we need to say yes, and to love you even more than we love the people in our lives, Lord. And again, this is a hard truth and a hard aspect of lordship that I don't always do well. So I pray that you would help me to do well this week, and you'd help us to do well, to love you first, to respond to you, to obey you, to hold you in highest allegiance, because you are so amazing and you are worthy of our attention and our time and our obedience. So thank you for thank you for being you, Jesus. I love you. I love you so much. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I want to say a special thank you to Anya. I hope that's how I said your name. Anya Dunsing, D-U-E-N-S-I-N-G. She has become a sponsor of the Pray Every Day show, and you can just do that yourself if you'd like to. You go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. Thank you so much, Anya, for your continued support. And thank you to all of you who make this totally worthwhile to me. And knowing that we are in 36 countries around the world as of today is so exciting. We're reaching the whole world with prayer. So feel free to share this however you want to, and have an amazing day.